Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, no matter if it's morning, noon, or night, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you tonight. Y'all give God some praise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hey, we hope you're doing well tonight. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn from the great state of Georgia, broadcasting all across the globe there tonight. And again, this is your Encouraging Word Global Network. Hey, we're not going to be with you long. Our topic tonight is Bible success. We must succeed. We have to succeed in this area, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Hey, we're going to have a few announcements. We're going to have prayer. And then we'll go right into the Word. And hopefully, if Bishop or Dr. Crenshaw come on tonight, they'll be able to give us some more wisdom from their perspective and from the Word of God as well. Awesome individuals that are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center. Hey, I just want to start off with that too as well. First of all, thank you so much for all those joining via the internet, via the global network, your smartphone, cell phone, tablets, desktops, whatever you got, guys. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we want to give you a round of applause for being with us for a short time. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Yeah, go over tonight just to encourage you, give you a little encouragement tonight, just a little encouragement tonight. You may not need it, but we want to encourage you anyway to stay focused on what's really important tonight. But let's first of all go into a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for all those listening now live, those who will be listening later as well. We know a lot of people are busy, and they'll probably catch the broadcast in the future. So we thank you, Father. Thank you for the technology. Thank you for the wisdom to use it for your word to go forth, Father God, to spread the gospel all across the globe. Help us to think, Father God. Help us to have our right minds. Help us to move forward in the things of God. So we thank you in advance, Father God. And we'll give you all the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. We pray y'all give God a hand clap of praise because he is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You're encouraged. Hey, let's go into our commercial break. Hey, a quick commercial break. You know, ladies and gentlemen, what's very, very important, the Word of God tells us in Hebrews 10 and 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some, but exhorting one another and so much more as you see the day approaching, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to encourage everybody to make sure you're in a good church home, good place that's teaching the Word, and giving you good counsel, and plus, most of all, giving you good relationships, too, with the people that are part of that, the leadership, but also, too, of course, with God as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those who do not have a church home, we want to tell you about Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you about this wonderful ministry, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. You definitely. We thank God for Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for more details about the ministry, you can give me a call as well later on at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. But the church is located in Fayetteville, Georgia. For those, you know, there's thousands of people a month or probably a day moving into the state of Georgia. But we're at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Once again, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. Come out and visit us. Come out and be with us on worship and praise on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And we'd love to have you come out. And for those who can't make it for some reason but love to give donations, give tithes and offering and unto the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the church has requirements, has needs there to take care of the needs of the church so we can keep everything rolling, right? So for those who like to donate, you can go to the Cash App, your Cash App. A lot of people are using Cash App today, which is great. And just put in for your Cash App area, $KLWCATL. It's on Cash App, on the Cash App app for your those who want to donate or even send your tithes and gifts, $KLWCATL. And for those, I love PayPal because it has so much good stuff on it. And I'm sure Cash App does too as well. But also too, for those who use PayPal, I've been having PayPal for a while for my business side. So For those who like PayPal, go to JCPrayer, C-O-N-F. That's JCPrayer, C-O-N-F, at AOL.com. And that's also, you can send your donations, tithes, and gifts to Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, via PayPal. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw and their leadership in this area. And we're just excited about what God is doing at Kingdom Life Worship Center. Amen. Hey, let's get right to it, guys. We don't want to hold you too long tonight. We want to keep it moving. As Doc and Bishop would say, keep it moving, guys. Keep it moving. Hey, our topic tonight is Bible success. You know, everybody talks about success and, you know, business and life and family. That's all good. Don't get me wrong. All that's really good. But we want Bible success, right? And guess what, guys? We must succeed. We got to succeed. If nothing else, this is the one we got to succeed in. We want you to succeed, of course, in everything you do. But the one we got to focus on, we don't want to lose that part of our living where we don't be successful in Bible side, on the Bible side. So Bible success is our topic tonight. We must succeed. And I mentioned earlier that we're going to talk about that tonight very quickly, okay? Let's read some scripture, and we'll kind of have some commentary as well. And can't wait to hear what Bishop and Doc have to say about this topic tonight. Bible success. We must succeed. And that's the whole purpose, really, of living, is to live for God. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ladies and gentlemen, your whole purpose, because everything else is right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So our goal is to have Bible success. We must succeed, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, also, too, got some information off the internet, of course, and Jack Wellman put this together for us tonight. And there's a lot of verses. I'm not going to read all 20. There's 20 verses on success, but I'm not going to read them all tonight. But basically what he tied, put together, talk about some of the heroes of the faith, if you will. Notice, we're going to start off with Bible success, succeed. And I'll give you the scriptures, too. And if anybody like to have the scriptures, let me know. I'll get those to you as well that we're using tonight. Hey, notice in the following passages that success is tied to the Lord being with us, right? Success is always tied to God being with us. That's where success comes from. When we have the Lord with us, then we will prosper, right? No doubt about that. That does not mean that everything will go perfectly, right? Because Joseph was later unjustly thrown in prison. So we know everything is not going to go as we like it. And it's not going to go straight and narrow all the time. And that's okay. Even with us, Joseph was faithful. Even with this, excuse me, Joseph was faithful to God. And that's the key right there. If he slay me, whether that's Job, right? If he slay me or whatever he does, I will still praise him. So even with this, Joseph was faithful to God, and God will bless all those around him. Even a pagan ruler's household was blessed as a result. Isn't that something? So that was powerful right there. So that's what we want to do. So our Bible success does not hinge on what's going on in life, right? What's going on in our own lives. Now, I'm not saying that's easy. I think that comes with maturity, and that comes with time, right, as well. But the Holy Spirit will help you in all things, ladies and gentlemen. So Genesis 39:2-6 says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. He was in the house of his master, and the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. Notice that even the Egyptian master noticed that the Lord was with him, but he didn't believe in that Lord. Isn't that something? And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his land. So Joseph found favor in the sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had put under his authority, because see, Joseph, as you know, was successful in what he was doing. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of the house and all that he had that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house, where Jacob says, the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus, he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. That's something. And he did not know what he had expected for the bread which he ate. And powerful. So even the Egyptian ruler understood that Joseph was blessed of the Lord, even though he didn't believe in the Lord, but he did follow, allow Joseph to run his household and all his affairs. Pretty cool there. So we're talking about tonight, for those who are just joining us around the globe there, Bible success on the Encouraging Word Global Network. We thank God for his word tonight. Bible success. Guess what, guys? We must succeed in this era. We have to succeed. So walking in success, right? Psalms 1 through chapter 1, 1 through 3. Blessed. Now, this is powerful right here. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. You know, we got to watch that right today. And you just turn the news on. You can turn it on right now and see this happening right now. Nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers. But his delight is the law of the land, or law of God. And on the law he meditates day and night. Now, you won't see this on the, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or what news, right? He is a tree planted light by the streams of water that yields its fruit and its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. Isn't that powerful? So our goal is to walk in success tonight, right? And we know most of you listening around the globe are already doing that, but we just want you to take yourself to the next level, exercise your faith even more, and keep it moving, right? So our goal is to keep it moving in the things of God. Bible success, ladies and gentlemen, we must succeed in this area. Also, too, writing, reading and writing in success, Joshua 1 and 8, the book of the law shall not depart. This is powerful right here, too, guys. Joshua 1 and 8, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now, you know, today, one of the things I'm observing, and probably as you are too, is that the enemy is putting out all kind of distractions, guys, all kind of distractions to keep you from the word. So you got to stay in the word. And in the worst case scenario, ladies and gentlemen, if the Bible's, the written word was just taken away for some reason, you still got to have that in your heart enough to be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. And you can do that if you have the word of God in your heart. So you want to hide that word in your heart today. So this is what we want to do. We want to read and we want to write success, but we got to know the word, right? So our goal is to hide that and meditate it on day and night. I love this part of the scriptures as well. So if the book of the law, the Bible, doesn't cease from being spoken and read by you again over and over, this is Psalms 1 and 3. You are meditating on it. You are careful to observe it and says what it says. You are prosperous and have success as far as God defines success. The way God defines success is it only the definition that counts, right? The only way God's success definition is the only one. So take the word of God, write the words into the tablets of your heart. Isn't that powerful? So that means meditate it day and night, put it on your heart. And even when you don't have the word, written word in you, you'll still know that word. Isn't that powerful right there? Proverbs 3:1-4 says, "My son, do not forget my teachings." This is powerful right here. So fathers, teach your sons and daughters. Mothers, teach your sons and daughters this. "My son and daughter, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and the years of life and peace they will add to you." Isn't that powerful? And that's what some of the young people don't understand today. They got to keep their commandments of the Lord. They got to honor their mother and father as well. It says also, too, as I continue to read, "Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck." And some people today, I don't know what's going on with the world. They just don't seem to be loving each other very well. There's only a few people doing that on the planet probably. But let steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Let them on the tablet of your heart so that you will find good success in the sight of God and men. So today we can recognize that the world is doing just the opposite of what God has told us to do for true success. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Vaughn on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Our topic tonight, for those who are just joining us, is Bible success. We must succeed. We must succeed. We must succeed in all areas, but in this area, we must succeed without a doubt. So we're excited about that. Hey, as we continue, Nehemiah 1:11 says, "Oh Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant." Wow. "And to the prayer of your servant who delights to fear your name." Wow. Now, how many times do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? This, you in a good church, you don't hear no people talking about the fear of his name, the fear of God. And the give success to your servant today and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. Now I was a cupbearer to the king. That was Nehemiah. So we gotta fear God, ladies and gentlemen, in a reverence of who he is and the holiness of who he is as well. We're talking about Bible success. We must succeed. Hey, blameless success. Proverbs 2 and 7 says, he holds success in store for the upright. Let me say that one again. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk blameless. Notice that the success and walking blameless are tied together, right? James said that we cannot be near to God in prayer unless we have clean hands, pure heart, James 4 and 8. This is why success comes to those who are blameless. Keep short accounts with the Lord by confessing your sins daily. Amen. So, Lord, forgive me for everything right now in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you. Hey, I'm going to read the last scriptures because we want to make sure we have our leadership on. We love our leadership's input on this, overseers of this network, Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Prosperity and success. This is Genesis 24 and 40. The Lord before whom I have walked will send his angels with you and prosper your way. You shall take a wife for my son from my clan and from my father's house. That's Genesis 24 about success. This is Abraham. When Abraham's servant went to find a wife for Isaac, the Lord promised success, and he found it. He did not have to look long because Isaac took one look at Rebekah, and he knew she was the woman. He loved her at first. Why? It was because Abraham had been walking before the Lord and the promise of prosperity in his seeking a godly wife for his son Isaac. Isn't that powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen? And there's so much more tonight. We don't want to take too much time. We do respect your time tonight. Also, too, we got waiting for success out of Samuel, honoring success out of Deuteronomy, the blessings of success and obedience in Deuteronomy and First Chronicles and so much more. Hey, you're listening to your Encouraging Word Global Network, ladies and gentlemen, and we're just excited about the word tonight, and it is Bible success. We must succeed. We got to succeed in this area. No doubt about it. We got to do it. And one way you do that, guys, you hang around and you be around people with like minds, right? So I read earlier about Hebrews, forsaking not the assemblies of yourselves. You know, part of success, we can't do it by ourselves, right? So part of success is being around the people who are serious about the things of God, forsaking not the assemblies of yourselves. So everybody who is not assembling with the right people and the word of God, with the church of God, the kingdom of God, we want to encourage you to get back in there. I know people, you may have had some, some situations or some experiences that weren't very favorable or maybe negative, but you need to find a church, find a body of people that you can be around that will encourage you, keep you fired up, and keep you in the word, and also will not play with the word. So forsaking not the assemblies of yourselves together as a manner of some, but exhorting one another, right? Because when you're around others that exhort each other, that lifts you up, right? Lifts you up, lifts the Lord up, and so much more as you see the day approaching. And believe me, if you do not see the day approaching, something is wrong, right? So the day is here. There's so much going on in our world today, and you have to be grounded. We all have to be grounded in the things of God and to be able to keep your right mind, to keep your sanity, keep your peace, keep your joy, keep your stress level down, all of that, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what we're talking about. Bible success tonight. We must succeed. I love it. This is Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you. Amen, amen. Well, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the line. We've been talking about Kingdom Life Worship Center and our opening there. Our wonderful pastors and overseers of the network are Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, and we always want to give them some time to come on and share with us as well on this wonderful, wonderful network. At this time, we're going to open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw, I believe. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you. Thank you for being with us tonight.
And I think it's so much needed to just remind us of how important it is for us to focus and believe that we can be successful. Sometimes it could be frustrating. Life can't always get that way because the scripture said it be not weary mm-hmm. in well-doing. You yes, shall reap if you don't faint. So weariness is going to come. Otherwise, the scripture would not have given us a mm-hmm, word mm-hmm. to help encourage us. So I mm-hmm. appreciate you and this network and having the passion and certainly the faithfulness to continue to encourage the people of God. But when I listen to the scriptures that certainly you have shared tonight, and one that really stands out to me is the scripture that talks about how the Lord will make our way prosperous. And that goes two ways. The Lord will open up ways for us to be prosperous, but he also tells us some things that we need to do to sustain that prosperity. And he makes it very, very clear in Joshua 1:8. And we will seek to do all that is written in the book. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that we will make our way prosperous and we would have good, and the key word is good success. So what does that tell us? We must define success. Success is not just success alone, but we want it to be good success, because even the person that's out there doing everything they're big enough to do and those things that are not in God's will or plan, they can define that as successful. But we want to have good success in Christ Jesus. So for every believer, they've got to sit down, think about it, and they've got to define what is success as it relates to their own life and their own purpose that God has granted to them. So tonight I want to give you 7 keys to evaluate that, to evaluate what is the definition of success in your life. And I think these keys are important for us to focus on, live by them, evaluate it every day, and see if we're on track with the Lord. Because at the close of today, we want the Lord to be pleased with us. And the man that's out there selling dope could call himself successful, but it's certainly not good success inside of Christ Jesus. So key number one, do you understand your purpose? Do you know what your purpose is? Praise the Lord. When we understand and define success, we cannot even begin to walk in the realm of success as a believer unless we have defined our purpose and understand what it is. Do you know your assignment? I always say this, success should be defined within the walls of your assignment, not within the walls of another man's accomplishments. Because many times we get involved in comparing ourselves and competing with other people, and it has nothing to do with God has assigned to your own life. So success should be defined within the walls of your assignment. Your assignment may not be not even close to what somebody else's assignment is. That does not mean you're not successful, because the Lord has an assignment for all of our lives, and we need to learn how to feel good about what God has given unto us and not compare that to anyone else. Number three, do you know your worth? Do you know your worth? It's good to know your worth, because a lot of times you won't feel successful if you're, because you're comparing yourself to somebody else. Well, I can't do it like them. Well, maybe God didn't intend for you to do it just like them. You know, there's a uniqueness that's on the inside of every person that God has, we're uniquely made by the hand of the Lord. And can anybody do what God has assigned you to do better than you can do it? Praise the Lord. Another point that we must realize is God will, he will most definitely speak to our hearts and give us divine direction. So we got to know the voice of God. If we want to be successful, we don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Praise the Lord. And God may speak to us and say, go here, go there, be here, whatever it may be. We must know the voice of the Lord. And then suddenly we got to respond to the voice of the Lord. I don't want the Lord to speak to me and say, I need to be at a certain place, and then I miss my divine appointment. I think there are three things that God uses to walk us into divine purpose, and that is time, season. We must know our timing, season, and our purpose. What is time? What time is it? What time is it in your life? What time is it? I don't want to miss my time and end up in the wrong place at the wrong time, and then I miss my season of blessing. Praise the Lord. Are you doing all that you know to do? That's a good question that all of us need to ask ourselves when we talk about being successful in the things of God. Are we doing all that I know to do? Because the scripture said, he that knoweth to do is good and does it not. The scripture said, to him it is a sin. And then lastly, are you faithful to your purpose? It's one thing about being faithful. It gives you inner peace, because I understand my purpose. I understand what God has called me to do. And that releases an inner peace on the inside. For me, that's the definition of success. So I'll tell you tonight, define success within your assignment? What is God saying you're supposed to be doing right now? That passion should be so embedded in your spirit until if you go to sleep at night and you're not fulfilling what God has charged you to do, you should not even be comfortable. Yeah, I don't know that somebody that's listening to me tonight, I don't know about you, but if I feel like I haven't accomplished what I was supposed to accomplish within that day, I can't rest as well. It's like saying, you know, going to sleep and there's clothes all over the house or there's trash all over the floor. I don't know, some people can sleep like that. I just can't. You know, it's just something, I feel like there's something else I needed to accomplish to do before I lay down and rest. That's why the scripture tells us in Hebrews, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. And he encourages us, don't come short of that rest. Don't come short of that rest. And one thing that's going to keep us from not entering into the rest of God is that we understand our assignment. Understand and define the definition of success for you. Not what somebody else said. Not some label somebody has put on your life. I guarantee you tonight in the name of Jesus, that's going to grant you passes all understanding. When the world is in a chaotic state, because I know that I'm doing what I've been called to do, and I have defined success within the walls of my assignment. I can lay down and go to sleep at night and tell the Lord thank you. So, Father, I thank you for every person and every soul that's listening. They will take these keys and they will focus on them, and they will begin to walk inside of their divine purpose that only you can validate, not man, not other men's opinion, but only you. And I thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, other kids.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor, along with her husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, Kingdom Life Worship Center. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Powerful, powerful message, and always a great blessing to the network. Bishop Crenshaw, your mic is open. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you, sir. How you doing, sir?
Yes, fine, Elder Kevin. How you doing tonight?
Bless you, sir.
God bless you. We're grateful tonight for the word of God that has come. And as we, as the believers, as we stand fast on the word of God, as we pray, Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory and honor for all that you're doing in this season in our lives. We thank you. We glorify you for all of your many, many blessings and miracles. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. We thank you, God, as you touch lives all over the world, as you touch individuals on this network and on the airways tonight, as you touch individuals and families, oh God, and encourage their hearts in this season and know that you are the purpose for the season. And God, we glorify you. We exalt your name above every name, and God, we glorify you for what you've already done. We thank you for the miracle, the signs and wonder. And Lord, you said in your word, one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight on your word, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. And Father, we glorify you tonight as you touch families, and we thank you right now as you touch children. We thank you as you touch husbands and wives. We thank you as you touch single people, too, families, God, tonight, Lord, and as you move in their lives as never before. And Lord, protect your people each and every day as we go about our daily journey, God. We ask you the protection of the angels and camp about us, direct our path, keep our minds stayed on you in perfect peace. And Father, we'll forever glorify you, and we'll exalt your name above every name. And Lord, we counsel every assignment and every attack of the enemy right now, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And God, no good thing will you hold from them that love you. We glorify you. We call it so. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you right now. The ways are being made. Miracles are being performed. Blinded eyes are being opened. Deaf ears are being unstopped, God. The lame are being healed. Those that are sick and afflicted are being delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we glorify you for it, and we call it so, that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper on tonight. God will give us test lives. Lives will be changed on tonight. Victory, we thank you for the victory. Even we decree and declare it is already yours and ours, God. We thank you for it. We thank you for the souls tonight, God. We thank you for that man, that boy, that child, that woman that may not know you tonight. They say surrender their lives to you. And, God, make ways for them. Open doors in this season and know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, according to the power, God, that worketh on the inside of us. We'll forever glorify you and magnify you and lift your name up. And we thank you. And we call it so right now. One could put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. It is so, and it is done. In Jesus' name, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, for those listening to that wonderful voice, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, senior pastor, along with Dr. Janice Crenshaw, his wife, at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. For more information about the ministry, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, or text me at that same number, okay? I love it. Well, to God be the glory, ladies and gentlemen. Our topic tonight is Bible success. We must succeed, and we want you to succeed the way God has set it up for us to succeed, okay? I love it. Amen. This is your encouraging word. We'll hopefully encourage you a little bit tonight. Praise God. We want to keep it moving. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first, ladies and gentlemen. This is the key to the success. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So everything else is secondary, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you want to do. There's nothing wrong with enjoying your life, but the kingdom of God comes first. So we thank God for his kingdom. We thank God for his word. We thank God for precious Holy Spirit. We thank God for Jesus, Yeshua. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to let you go, guys. We're not going to keep you too long. We thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw being with us tonight and everyone listening. We want to leave you with this real quickly, ladies and gentlemen. Always, always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other, ladies and gentlemen, as much as possible. In Jesus' name, Bible success. We must succeed. This is your Encouraging Word Global Network. Have a great evening and have a great rest of the week. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.